Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Evening, subjects of the Empire, you are listening to Live from Zarloth, your number one resource for breaking news. I am Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And it is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos. Before we get into tonight's stories, it should be noted that the investigation into the disappearance of Tedros and John Bolius, our previous hosts, is still ongoing, and officials have no new information, but we will be sharing that with you just as soon as we get it. But now, join us for tonight's breaking news. What you got, Ron?
That's right. Residents of Paragon C are preparing for the once-in-a-generation astronomical anomaly, known only as Pultra Membrum, where their star system will form a constellation resembling a human male genitalia. Local youths have been snickering and pointing towards the skies, while elderly female residents have been seen blushing and saying, "Oh, show some decency."
That totally makes sense to me. Those old folks, they're always looking up at constellations, doesn't matter what it is, and they're saying, "Show some decency." Decency, of course, being the most famous constellation of all.
It's a beautiful one, seen only once every 600 years, and you Earthlings will have to travel quite a ways to see it, but it is a
thing of
beauty. It actually spells out a famous poem known across the cosmos that, well, I can see this man just blushing with excitement to recite it. I called him man because that's what you call each other.
That's right.
Relatable.
All right. Here is a very famous poem that I'm sure all you Earthlings we'll know soon enough. Here we go. In the decency of my heart, there is a space full of farts.
He's getting choked up a little bit, understandably.
It's very emotional. There's quite a bit more to go. Let me start over.
I'm sorry.
In the decency of my heart, there's a space full of farts. It's cold sometimes and hot another. Sometimes it looks at me just like my mother did. Mm. Oh. You fall down sometimes, you get back up, but decency will always be there to strengthen your luck. Decency, decency, fall down the stairs, jump in my Cadillac, catch me unawares. That's the poem. Isn't that beautiful?
And frankly, the fact that it is spelled out organically in the night sky.
It's wonderful. You really have to see it.
It is blinding.
That's why it only happens every once every 600 years, because it takes so dang long for those stars to align.
There's entire species that can't look at it or they'll go blind.
That's right. Absolutely. Honestly, I'll never get to see it.
I'm so sorry. I never learned your race. Oh, I've just been talking down to you as if you were like, what do they call them? The little, they look like you, but they're not you. They're disgusting. If I saw one, I'd spit on it.
Oh, you're talking about Glorbonians?
Glorbonians! Oh my goodness. Earthlings? There isn't even an equivalent for a it's a delight to say, but a horror to see, I promise.
Say it.
I'm sorry?
What's they called? Say it.
I can bet.
It's Glorbonian.
I see. Glorbonians. I don't have an equivalent that I'd equate them to.
You do. You've got one equivalent. You know what that is?
And what's that?
That equivalent is me, Herc Dercules. I am Glorbonian.
Do we have a commercial we could run?
No, we don't have any commercials. So go on. Keep talking about all the things that you think about the Glorbonians, my people. my delicious, tiny red people.
Delicious?
Yeah, Glorbonians are known for being absolutely delicious. After we have passed away at the ripe age of 15, usually, we turn into a kind of Glorbonian soup. Glorbonian soup is known far and wide across the galaxy. I'm going to tell you what it tastes like. Mm-hmm. It's like if the decency poem slapped you across the face. And then it turned into a bit of a sandwich, and you just chewed that sandwich up, and you said, isn't this just the most delicious sandwich that I have ever partaken of?
Oh, here we go with the race card.
It's not about that. That's not what Glorbonians do.
They distract you. They're like, we're not a nuisance. We're not a nuisance. We're delicious.
We are
delicious.
When
we die, we'll be so tasty.
I'm a 10-year-old Glorbonian, and I will be delicious in about 5 years or so. That's all there is to it. There is no racist element. There is no classist element. I just know for a fact who I am, and who I am is delicious.
All right, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, where are the keys to my starship right now? Because they were in my pocket 20 minutes ago. Where are they?
Tonight's top story is...
You're reaching in your pocket.
No.
Son of a bitch.
Nope. No, these are mine.
Son of a bitch.
No, these are my keys. They've been with me the whole time.
Unlock your starship with it right now.
Oh,
I want to hear the beep beep.
No, my starship is parked out back. You wouldn't be able to hear it.
Oh, I think I could hear it. I have incredible hearing as a Gomodian, a proper species. So how about you just press that little button?
Oh, this is classic Gomodian. You tell me to press buttons. That is classic Gomodian. You know what I like to press? I like to press your buttons.
Well, you're doing a great job right now.
Gomodians have six literal buttons on their back, and they all make different farm animal noises.
And you won't be hearing any of them today.
I'm going to press one right now.
Oh, don't you. If you reach back there.
There we go.
That was an absolute violation.
I'm really sorry.
Of my privacy? I was saving my moo button for marriage. And it's some kind of joke to you, clearly, as a low-life species,
no.
You wouldn't understand or value it at all. It's all some joke to you.
Ron,
and this is why we degrade the species. It's not because they're less than as a species, as a living creature. It's because of who they are, the people they become. You
delicious
me.
People. No, we become delicious. How can you become disgusted by someone so dang tasty? Glorbon soup. Glorbon soup. If there were other Glorbonians here, we'd all be chanting Glorbon soup.
Oh, I'm sure, because no one's saying it in this studio right now.
Oops, lost the keys. Well, guess we won't be able to test your theory about me having taken yours. I lost them somehow. They are poof gone. It's a thought. It's not here anymore.
How the hell am I going to get home?
You'll figure it out. You're a Gomodian. Just go mode your way home.
Is that a play on words on my species?
Yes. Something like that. In tonight's breaking news, let's see what we've got.
I want to eat you when you die.
Yeah. Well, I'll be delicious. I would not blame you. I'm actually quite all right with that.
Well, now I don't want to eat you when you die.
Yeah, well, that's your loss.
I'm going to give you a craft a wish, child.
Ah, don't give me a craft a wish. That could go either good or bad. In tonight's news for you Earthlings, now that we've finally gotten to it, in a heartwarming turn of events, a small community of Zorfons in the Gamma Quadrant have raised funds for the victims of the Sonic Boom event, which resulted in hundreds of Zarlothian forces losing their hearing. On the scene is our sign language expert, Borfus Starling. What do you have for us, Borfus? That's classic, Borf.
Classic,
thank you, Borf.
A delightful insight. He has a way with words.
He really does. Sometimes he's just talking to you in a way that's just like...
You feel seen.
I do feel seen. I feel heard.
Mm.
And it's more seeing him than hearing him, but, you know, that's all right. Mm. For all you Earthlings, he's delightful. Borf is just absolutely delightful. I hope you get to meet him.
Now, obviously, you aren't as studied. Not as a put-down, though heaven knows you deserve it. You may not be as educated on Earth ways, but what would you equate Borphus to in, I don't know, in Earth terms? What would you hold him akin to
just
for those
like,
who may not be as familiar with our delightful field correspondent?
Just like as a personality? As a personality, as a person, what he looks like?
Oh, by all means.
Just all of the above?
All of the above.
Oh, I see.
Toss a coin.
I see. Borph is... You have a thing called the Bigfoot. The Sasquatch is what you call it. Borph is nothing like that. Borph is more like a baby. I understand that human babies are quite small and intellectual, much like someone from Glorybon 6, naming no Hercules. Borph is much more like a baby. He's very small. He's very soft. He doesn't pose his what humans would call fingers, his little tendrils very well, but he is whip crack smart.
He gets very angry if you press on the top of his head, too.
Oh, yes.
It's soupy soft.
It's very squishy. It's unnerving. I did that once, and he just about smacked me.
I don't blame him.
Actually, he said something more. You'll enjoy this. He looked at me in the eye, and he said, now, what would you say to that? If Borph came up to you and said that to you, what would you say?
Well, I'd need to hear it in his delivery.
Yeah, his accent is quite a bit different than mine.
It's the accent does... You know what I'm saying.
No, it adds a certain je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. That's a Italian dish.
Yes, it is. I've heard
we're
it's
learning
very
more
delicious.
Each day.
Every single day, I watch Interstellar over and over and over, Murph.
We have to get you more films. I watched a litany. Litany? Litany. I watched a litany of films since
Sean,
our last episode.
Litany. What'd you watch?
I watched a film. A film of Earth.
We've established that. What was it called?
Well, it was called Shawshank Redemption. They said it was one of their very best.
Oh, really? Well, what's that one about?
All right. So, it's about this man.
Okay.
And he's
a human man, I assume.
A human man.
Okay,
all of everyone in except this one female of Earth at the very beginning. And if I remember correctly, you only really see her legs. But... The film itself is about a man who is charged with taking care of prisoners.
He's taking care of prisoners.
His job is to tend to these prisoners, and his gifting as a character is to leverage the strengths of individuals in his establishment. And there is one of great promise, played by one of your Earth humans, Tim Robbins. And he's just as smart as can be.
Sounds
incredible.
Like a smart name.
A little emotional at points, but
okay.
That's a weakness that the warden, our protagonist, is able to put aside. Sadly, the film is a brutal tragedy as he is in turn betrayed by Robbins. And
no way Robbins betrayed that nice warden.
Frankly, for how much of a tragedy it is, I'm amazed that... It became as much of a classic as it is, but I see the value all the same. It's a tale of the human spirit and how there must be something on the other side of the bullet going through your head. There's something else out there. Are you religious, may I ask?
Yeah, actually, I am quite religious, Ron. I'm glad you asked. I subscribe to a religion called...
Well, thank you for sharing. I know how to belittle you now.
Do you want to know what we believe in?
I would
You're
love to
You're going to ask
know.
Me if I'm religious and then not ask me what I believe in.
Well, no. I was looking for an angle.
Oh, yeah? You're looking for an angle, Ron?
Yes.
Let's stop making assumptions about me and let me tell you what I believe. I'd love to share it with you.
By all means.
All right. So, basically, the fundamental principles of... as a religion is that... If you do not blow a whistle every hour, you will explode. That's it.
You're starting to make a lot more sense as a person.
Yeah. It's part of me. If I don't blow that whistle every hour, there is about a 95% chance in this great, big, wonderful universe that I'll explode. You'll never see me again. I won't even be soup. I'll just be gone.
So let's say in some... Imagine, if you will, a hypothetical scenario.
Oh, I'm imagining it.
Where someone, let's say 3 times your size, were to put you in a box and deprive you of all possessions so you didn't have a whistle. Now, what would you do after the hour? Do you truly, in your heart of three hearts, believe that you would explode?
Well, first of all, that would be a hate crime.
Oh, big time. No doubt about it.
It's really making me choke up even thinking about it. That would be a hate crime, and I would explode in the box.
Be a great crime. A great crime.
Yes.
Are we live?
We've been live this whole time.
Very good. All right.
Ron, we are sharing the
news.
Do
we have a delay?
There's no delay, Ron.
All right. I wanted to take that one back.
No, taking it back, Ron. We are live from Zarloff for all these Earthlings and everyone else listening.
What would you do in the box?
In the box, I'd probably sit there. I would talk to myself. I'd whistle a little bit. I'd be like,
mm-hmm. And after an hour?
After an hour, I would explode. It wouldn't matter.
I see. You're a zealot, as Earthlings would say.
I'm not choosing to explode. The act of blowing the whistle every hour is what keeps me from exploding. I don't want to explode.
Is there a little thing in you, just like...
Do I want to try it? Do I want to...
Just a little. I mean...
You think I want to take a chance on exploding in an empty
box? A little gamble. Have a couple of drinks. You're sitting back. You're at 58 minutes, and you're like, no, this whistle's looking mighty dry, but I don't know.
I've gotten to 55 minutes, and that's about the furthest I've gone. And I was sweating bullets. I just about made Glorbon soup before I even got to my due date, as it were, my end date. But I had to do it. I blew the whistle, and I didn't explode. I'm here today talking to all these wonderful people.
If I may ask.
Yeah.
Sleep. How long do you sleep as far as increments go? Does it have to be in 45-minute cycles? I know so little about your species because I find them grotesque.
Glorbon sleep a usual 8 hours in Glorbonian time, and we wake up about 6 a.m. and we go to bed about 2600 p.m. And, yeah, we just know how to blow whistles in our sleep.
Military time.
Mm-hmm.
Prestigious.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. This just in.
Oh, all right.
This just in. Things are getting serious with your mother. We're thinking of taking the next step, but I don't want that to change anything between us, sport. You're a good kid, you know that? Yeah. Yeah, you're a good kid. Hey, grab that pigskin off the futon. Let's run some routes in the park before it gets too dark. I love you too. More at 11.
Ron, was that just in, or were you just kind of reliving something there?
I was reading that off the teleprompter.
It was on the teleprompter?
Look at it. You can read it too. It's not just for me.
It's going round and round. Pick up the pigskin.
Shoot, it's cycling back. Hey. Grab that pigskin off the futon.
The futon.
Let's run some routes in the park before it gets too dark.
That's exactly what it says.
It says here, soft laugh / scoff. I love you
producer,
too.
Producer! Hi, producer, what?
More at 11.
Yeah. More at
11. It's coming back around.
He just says it's going to keep going round and round and more at 11.
Yeah.
He says it's
you're a good kid.
That's a story.
Hey, grab that pigskin off the futon. Let's run some routes in the park.
So when you think about running routes in the park, does that just take you back, Ron? Does this whole thing, running routes in the yard, does that just take you back to being a little Go-Modian?
I'll be completely honest. In some ways, yes, but our planet, actually, the sun never sets on go mode.
Really?
Go mode is perpetual. Go mode never stops.
It's go mode.
It's go mode. So, no, there is, you'll occasionally have a moon pass in front of our brightest star nearby, a sun equivalent there on Earth, but it never technically gets dark, so... If we had a pigskin to throw, we could throw it whenever the hell we liked. Did you have anything like that on whatever dust ball the...
It's Glorbon 6. You know it's Glorbon 6.
All right. Number 6. How many tries did it take to get to you?
5.
We're I Glorbon could have deduced 6. That if I'd thought.
Yeah, maybe.
I should think before I speak.
That's all right, Ron.
Mm.
What did you ask me?
I was asking if you had anything similar experientially. Like, I mean, clearly you didn't have a father figure, obviously. But
obviously, look at me.
Look at you.
You're look tiny. At how I turned out. This I'm a little mess.
Known thing about
Hercules
species.
Is a mess.
But am I saying this right, Gorlobion?
You have not gotten it right a single time. Glorbonian.
Glorbonian. A little known fact about the Glorlobians. Glorbonians.
I'm about to piss a brick. I am hopping mad.
So the Glorlobians, they grow in size the more they receive paternal love and affection. Frankly, a 10-year-old Glorbonian would be the size of me at a roughly around 9 feet by Earth standard, and yet this creature is, what are you, a handful of inches?
I'm 3 feet tall.
Oh, big boy.
I'm like Murph-sized.
Hmm.
From Interstellar.
I've yet to see it.
You gotta watch that.
What, if I may, what makes it so distinctly viewable to you that you have spurned all other bits of Earth material for the sake of Interstellar?
Yes, of course. As a documentary and a piece of history, it really details their exploration into space. And I really enjoyed the commentary of a character named Coop, a real person named Coop, and he had a very distinct voice. And I, you know, there's parts of me that wish that I could emulate it, but, you know, I just have a very basic, earthly, human way of speaking. But I'd like to say that Coop inspired me, but he's got this little girl, Murph, and she grew up so fast. She grew up so fast, man. And they were in this corn. I think it's called corn. And they were just driving a truck. Yeah. And there was this little twink. There was this twink called Timothy Chalamet. And he was driving through the corn. And it's just wonderful, man. You just got to see it. It just captures the human spirit. And they are just so small. And they got Murph and they got Timothy and they got Coop. And that's really all there is to it.
If I may ask, clearly there's infinity developing for this Coop.
Mm.
If I were to ask for some manner of replication of what he sounds like, just for my personal benefit, what would you... What does he sound like?
Oh, I don't know if I can... I don't know if I can do it.
Give it a shot. Let
me give it a try. This is going to be completely different than the way that I sound, all right? I'm not so good with action, so let me try. All right, let me try. Murph, don't let me leave, Murph. Murph, don't let me leave. Don't let me leave, Murph. Murph, there's a clock ticking and there's a big wave coming, Murph. We're on a planet made of water, which is not a thing, by the way. There's just nothing like that in the entire wide universe. Murph, don't let me leave, Murph. How's that? That was pretty good. That was me trying to be Coop. It probably wasn't very good.
I couldn't tell you were doing an impression.
That bad?
That bad.
I told you I wasn't good with accents. There's really nothing to
it. I've seen a handful of minutes of the film. That was a
you
butchering.
Have watched some of it. I thought you said you hadn't watched it.
I lied to you.
Why would you lie to me, Ron?
It's fun. No. In Earth news.
All right, let's hear some Earth news. Can't wait to hear what's going on with the Earthlings.
I feel like I have a need to preface this as it does correlate to the last story.
Oh.
But as Earth is now part of this blessed empire, we find it important to remain fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced.
And will therefore be sharing Earth's biggest news in the interest of creating a more understanding galaxy
long
for everyone.
Long live Zarloth. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Every planet represented in a fair and balanced way.
That's right.
That said, in Earth news, Timothée Chalamet was seen in London riding a lime scooter instead of my face, where he belongs. Over to you, Herc.
Timothée, what are you doing, man? You got a limey scooter, whatever that is. And you've got this handsome Ron. He's got a mustache.
Right here.
He's got a bicycle seat just waiting for you.
That is the shape of my face.
Timothée, we are all connected now. And listen, as not physical Zarlafian ambassadors, but as ambassadors over the radio waves, we are personally inviting you to join us in the studio here on Zarlof One.
We'd love nothing more than to speak with you. And, well, frankly, I'd love to share a little dish with you in 5 years as we consume my co-anchor.
That's right. I'll be delicious, Timotei. You can give me a try.
It would be a delightful experience.
Glorbon soup. Yeah, thank you, Rob. That's very good of you.
I'm warming up to the idea by the day.
I like that. I like that you're changeable and growable, and you're willing to learn.
My producer is communicating to me via teleprompter that I may need to clarify one small thing. Due to a pure technicality, Gomodians, if we were to be homosexual, we would be attracted to female humans.
Hmm.
Whereas technically, due to the construction of our species, it is heterosexual for me to be attracted to the males of Earth. Does that make sense?
Ron is all mixed up.
No. I make perfect sense.
Not in a bad way, it's just from a human's perspective, you're a little jumbled, man.
It's a toss of a coin. Here's the thing. Don't ask me.
That is just about all the time that we have, Earthlings, but it has been so good sharing the news with you. I'm going to make this plea again. If anyone knows anything about the Freemasons, please let me know, because I would love to get in contact with them. There is so much for me to learn.
And I have since received contact from these scientists of Florida, and I am no longer interested. So full energy on that Freemason thing. Thank you, though.
We're both in. Out on the scientists, and so in on a bit of masonry.
Mm.
Well, this has been Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And this is Live from Zarloff. Good night. Bye now.
Herc, if you did consume my starship keys, I don't have a way home.
All right.
That was my one fob, so I need you to shoot straight with me. Where are my keys?
They're in my asshole, baby girl.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be a little while.
I knew you were a little thief.
It's going to be a little bit.
Here's the thing. If you were going to sabotage me on air, in front of the galaxy, do it with something other than my personal property. Do you understand?
Sorry,
I've been violated by you.
Mentally sabotaging you? Physically sabotaging you? That doesn't sound like
you all. You see why people hate your species, right? No, you understand why they hate you.
Everybody loves Herc Dercules.
But they hate your species. Oh. They see right through you. You think this is going to help?
By the time my time is done, people are going to love Glorbon 6. They're going to be asking for more Glorbon material. And then what will you do? What will you do when the most hated species in the galaxy is suddenly everybody's favorite? Glorbon 6 will rise.
It's deeply unsettling. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear the manifesto.
You better. Something might happen. Worse than having your space keys be eaten by a 3-foot-tall Glorbon with an attitude.
I will not be threatened by you. I will not be threatened by
Ron.
A little runt.
Hey, Ron, baby girl. You're already threatened.
Ship my keys into my hand.
Okay.
Thank you. Now you can say whatever you like to me off air, but we need some mutual respect on the airwaves or this will crumble. It's already on thin ice as
Ron, you can kiss. Wait. Is this still live?
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. Art design by Bernadette Schwegel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. Support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Of my privacy?
fantasy. That was, I had been saving my moo button.
I'm gonna take it from